This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV. Brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and come
get some.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
When you finally see the package.
That's not right.
And to Michael and myself.
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is.
Mangy. That was an underrated moment on the show. I don't even understand what happened. Good evening to Don.
They had the package San Diego needed.
And to Don.
None of them had the package the Yankees had.
And to Don.
Yeah, that's because lack of creativity is kind of your thing.
Wow. And to myself. Being the only person who owns a nice shoot on the show, you know what I mean?
That was a stroke moment. I want to apologize to you, Peter, because I didn't want it to come out as mean-spirited as it did. So apologies to you.
It's the only option you had. Well.
What I was trying to say is that, you know, come on. You're just going to do what you normally do, dress spectacularly. Why not be in the spirit? Going in there in a suit to me is like there's a level of conceit that I just don't want to have happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be just dripping with fun and excitement. It's going to be the last time that we're going to be together for the year. Because, you know, it's when the vacations start and the holidays happen.
Yeah.
So I want to.
I don't know.
Suit. It's like, is it a business meeting? What are we doing here? Are we negotiating contracts or are we here to have fun?
That's a great point. What do
it's
I do?
It's a Friday, too, Michael. It's dress down day. So come on, get in the spirit, get in the holidays. Get with it.
Yeah, but Peter really sports a suit beautifully. I think it ups his game. I think it makes him better on the air.
But both can be true, where he looks great in a suit, but tomorrow doesn't scream suit to me.
It's going to be very hard for me to come up with the right thing here. I'm going to try my hardest.
No, Michael,
you have an outfit, but it's not a sweater.
It's not a sweater. It's not like, you know, it doesn't scream Christmas, but it screams holiday.
All right.
Interesting. And Don, I know Don's going sweater. It's going to be some sort of Christmas sweater. I'm confident.
What does it matter how we dress? DiPietro is going to be there. He's going to outshine everybody.
I disagree.
It's a beautiful
He's not nearly as talented as we are.
Pretty good.
Has anyone heard from the fraud Hanukkah celebrator, Dave Rothenberg?
No, he has no answer. He's been caught in a lie, and what are you going to do?
He should have said, I don't want to go to your stinking party. I would have respected it more.
And please,
you know what I mean?
Everybody out there of the Jewish faith, happy Hanukkah. Enjoy yourself. 8 crazy nights, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's time to get nuts.
Tonight's the big night, though, right? Or would it be in a situation like that Dave's in that you would do more of the celebrating tomorrow because it's Friday?
No.
Educate me.
No. If you have children, first of all, if you're not super religious, if you're like a general secular person like myself.
Dave's super religious. You know that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And you don't have children. I mean, Hanukkah is practically a rumor.
Okay.
But once you have kids, you know, each night is important. And I will say night one, definitely in my life growing up, everyone's different, has their own traditions. In my house, night one was usually your big gift.
What's the best Hanukkah gift you ever got?
Wow, great question.
They were never that great. I have video I found recently, though, of high school when my gift from my dad was that he got my... He got my passport renewed. And I was worried I wasn't going to be able to get my passport renewed. And he showed up with the passport, which allowed me to go visit my girlfriend who lived in Czech Republic.
Wow.
So it was a big gift.
What was your best Christmas gift, Michael?
Probably a bike, a banana boat. Hmm. You know, remember the banana seat and the now Peter's going to laugh like a child. The sissy bar, the high sissy bar.
Sissy bar. Yeah. You put the cards in the spokes and destroy
them. Oh yeah, destroyed like a lot of expensive cards.
Now this didn't age well at all from a video game standpoint. But I don't think I was ever more excited on Christmas Day than when I got my first Atari system.
That's big.
That was Peter. That was a big deal. Late '70s. Like I know now, when you think of the technology, we got the kids for their birthday Nintendo Switches. But the Atari at the time, that was.
Wow, the kids are already.
You know
the
Nintendo Switch that you got the kids. I'm going to tell you something, Don.
Mm-hmm.
You, for the next 3 years at the dinner table, all you see is the top of their heads.
Well, that's what's happening now with the tablet, especially with Marco. So I look at it as a win for me because I got my iPad back.
This is unreal. Wait, so Michael, you let the kids play Switch at dinner?
Not anymore, because we had to make an audible because they're not allowed to use devices Monday through Friday.
Wow. Good for you.
They only use them on Saturday, and boy, do they use them on Saturday and Sunday.
I hate it.
But you know what the Switch is great for? Especially when they're the age of Don's kids. They're just animals in restaurants. And if you could somehow just take the edge off and let them play their Nintendo Switch, it makes it an easier life for you.
It is. And then you can have the one-on-one conversations and stuff because they're just... But Jalen's not that bad. Marco, my God.
When you say not that bad at restaurants or not that bad obsessed with the Switch?
Well, it's the same answer, but she likes the Switch, she likes the tablet, but she could put it down and go be creative and be like a normal girl. Like you would think she's like in the 70s playing with her Barbies and stuff. Marco, gone.
You'll be playing GTA 6, Don.
It is out.
No, not yet. 2025.
Trailer for the new one, spectacular.
By the way, happy birthday going out to the GOAT, Larry Joe Bird.
How about that?
December 7th, 1956.
How old is he?
I don't know, because I only know his birthday by heart. Let's see, 44 plus 20, say 67.
Wow. Doncic passed him triple doubles last night. Dropped
also dropped an F-bomb, too.
Oh.
And then you know, on TV. In correcting himself, he dropped the S-bomb. Like, so
no.
Peter, Michael is so right. He was so out in front of this. It's over.
Wait, he corrected it and then dropped an S-bomb?
Well, his response to, oh, my God, I said that was, oh blank. So, yeah, that's
all right. If you guys don't know, Juan Soto is a New York Yankee. Let's hear from Aaron Judge on GMA3 today. He's excited to have Juan Soto in the Bronx.
I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, it's he's a generational talent. You know, we gave up quite a few, you know, special pitchers in the package, but I think everybody in Pinstripes is looking forward to having Juan Soto, Grissom, you know, Verdugo, all those guys, you know, in Pinstripes. So it's going to be a fun year.
Did he say Verdugo?
Verdugo.
I didn't hear the go.
He said Verdugo. Don't try to catch the captain.
I don't know, but I would think if he said that, he probably knows that that's what his nickname is going to be.
A Verdu already?
Verdu. Is it better than...
Verdi.
No, it's Verdi. How about Verdugi?
Verdugi has your MD?
Yeah.
Hasta luego. It's Verdugo.
It doesn't work.
What do you think Verdugo's is going to be, Michael?
I don't know. Verdugo.
Verdugo, go get out of here.
No.
The Daily News had a great back page today.
What'd they go with?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh. All right. You know what? It's good because Christmas is coming up,
yeah,
too.
You see what they did?
Yeah. It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Buster Olney was on with Barton Hahn earlier, and he was asked, how long will the bidding war for Yamamoto take?
I think it'll be done before Christmas, you know, because he's going to have these meetings, and then they'll be in a great position to take offers. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, as executives and agents are predicting, it's going to come down to who offers the most money. That's going to make it simple.
That's
right?
What you want. Yeah.
For his representatives to go back and forth with these teams and like, hey, the Yankees have offered $1 billion. You know, Mets, where are you going to go? Okay, you're at $1.1 billion. Okay, Dodgers, you want to go?
Right.
Or whatever the number.
Hmm. Before Christmas? That's still a ways away.
Less than 3 weeks.
That's right. How many shopping days is that? Not good.
How many chances do you get?
I feel sorry for you today, Peter.
Why is that?
It's the first night of Hanukkah.
Mm. Yeah.
Your wife is out of town. You're not getting any gifts.
Nope.
Sitting alone with two dogs.
I mean, that part's nice. I love the dogs. But my dinner is going to be depressing. Probably some cold cuts on a wrap.
Why don't you go to Blondie's? It's always a good time at Blondie's. Just take the walk to Blondie's.
Yeah, take the walk.
Get yourself some delicious wings.
Or fried chicken. That's good, too.
I don't eat fried chicken on Thursdays.
Is that a rule?
But it's the first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, well, if I was going to be doing Hanukkah, I'd have some latkes. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow when I get home after the big celebration.
Yeah, but this makes me sad. Why don't you come over to our house?
Yeah.
You guys aren't doing anything for Hanukkah.
No, but still, we'll have a good time. We'll watch the in-season tournament.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's the game going on right now?
Oh, yeah.
Are you on it, Michael?
No.
Kidding me? The big clash between Indiana and Milwaukee.
Hey, listen.
I heard there's no energy at all. I bet the move is going to be made next year to keep it in,
Oh, yeah. It's going to be terrible.
Well, it's 2 o'clock in Vegas. People are still sleeping.
Let's be honest. Can we now say what it is? this part of the deal was moronic.
What do you mean?
How do you build that much hype with these great games in people's arenas? And then Indiana, it was electric. And their win gets them a game at noon on a Thursday in Las Vegas. You know the degenerates that are there right now? First of all, the crowd's completely dark. They may have sold 500 tickets. It looks dead.
I think it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, too.
It better be. And an Usher better perform at halftime. This is... Why, Don, come on. I know I've been tough on this thing, and I do think there's a lot of upside to the tournament. But maybe the final will be good, but a Thursday afternoon at noon?
Five. Well, no, it wasn't noon, right? Because the game was at 5 Eastern. So,
oh, sorry,
was,
2. Was, I'm sorry, 2.
2 o'clock. Yeah, that's what I said. They're probably still sleeping. And you know what? If the Knicks had advanced and beat the Bucks, we wouldn't be on the air right now.
Yeah. So I'm glad, in a way, I'm glad they lost because I don't want to lose time.
That's a great point. We love our time on the air. You know what? Speaking of the big in-season tournament, though, one thing that everyone will enjoy is the crossover broadcasting tonight between ESPN and TNT on TV. And here's Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith together.
Mike Wilbon.
Yes, sir.
Malika, you are fantastic. Woj, you know how I feel about you. Wilbon, you've been my mentor. You've been my friend. I just want to thank you and Amar Rashad for always being there and giving me advice on my career.
Thank you. Love
and,
you, brother.
Hey, Bob, you know, I love you. And let me tell you something, Stephen A. If you come over here with all that loud ass talking tonight, hey, this ain't First Take.
Thank you.
Tell him, Chuck. This is going to be the first to ass whooping you take. You come over here with that loud ass talk.
But I'm going to tell you though. Wait, but Stephen A., Queens in the building. But we don't start our show when we're outside like this. Shaq, so why we start our show when we're outside?
Are you not entertained? I said, are you not entertained?
We have to get the crowd going.
That's how you start a show, Stephen.
That's how we started outside.
I like it. What?
Yeah, I never heard. Guys, Stephen A. didn't get a word in edge.
No, that was surprising.
By the way, that was a great line by Charles. This ain't First Take, but this will be the first ass whooping you take. I'll tell you what, I'm in for that. So real quick, is that they're doing it together, but it's all on ESPN tonight, or is it switching over?
I believe it's on ESPN. Mike is doing play by play with Reggie. Is it Reggie Miller and Doris?
Wow, that's fun. So you got the early ESPN, the later on TNT, all on your TV. Now, a bizarre and big story today.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is Sean McDermott.
My God, Michael.
And a big article that came out by Tyler Dunn. It's a 3-part series. And it is basically about how Sean McDermott is not fit to be coach of this team. He spoke with 25 different people who have worked at, as he put it, at One Buffalo Bills Drive, mostly off the record. Players.
Well, where's this guy, the writer? Where does he work?
What's the name of the outlet again? It's a Bills outlet.
Okay.
Can you get me the name of it, Anthony? I'm sorry. It was a lot.
Go Long TDs, Tyler Dune.
Go Long TDs. Okay.
Not exactly the Times, but go ahead.
No. But he did talk to a lot of people. And in the article on GoLongTD.com, Tyler Dunn talks about a tone-deaf moment at the Bills' 2021 training camp when he was trying to emphasize to his team how to come together. Sources on hand say that he compared the team to the terrorists on September 11th. He cited the hijackers as a group of people who were able to come together and get on the same page to orchestrate the attacks to perfection.
What a moron.
Let's hear from Sean. By the way, people have already been calling for McDermott's job, obviously, because that team is underachieving and their Super Bowl window is closing, which is sort of what the essence of the article is. Obviously, this is the part that everyone's running with because it's the craziest.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, Don, the whole thing is not good. Here's McDermott addressing the 9/11 comments.
I want to reference the team meeting that has been brought up. My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication and being on the same page with the team. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Not only was 9/11 a horrific event in our country's history, but a day that I lost a good family friend.
Why did 9/11 come up, Coach?
It was mentioning 9/11 in the context of the team meeting. That was the goal of the team meeting, was about the importance of communication and being on the same page as a team.
So he couldn't use the Normandy invasion?
Right.
Or something like that, rather than...
Well, don't worry. Sean McDermott has said he doesn't want to answer any more questions about this article.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not here to discuss the article that's out there and the things that are mentioned other than this right here, because this right here is very, very important to me and something I take very seriously.
So he glorified the communication that the terrorists had.
As I'm going to step
the only example of communication.
That's the only one you could come up. I'm going to go out here, guys, and I'm going to step on a limb because it's the kind of broadcaster I am. This is not what you want.
No, and I think there's pretty much zero way he survives into next season. I mean, he's probably going to have trouble anyway. It doesn't look like this team's going anywhere, but they're going to bow out either in the regular season or first round of the playoffs, and he will be gone. This certainly not helping the situation any. I know,
but you know, the Bills don't like what he said. You do it now. So what if he goes on a run and goes to the Super Bowl? Then it's okay what he said.
No, but also it embarrasses you as an organization because you knew for 2 years he said it,
right?
And you didn't think it.
Well, the owners could say we didn't know, we weren't in that meeting.
Yeah, but it never got back to anybody. You know, it's tone deaf, and it also just shows you that you don't get it. And I was a little surprised when he said he lost somebody in 9/11. You think he would get it, but of all the ways you can describe the importance of communication, you decide to go with the communication of the worst attack in the history of this. Are you nuts?
It's
I don't know how guys continue to play for him. And I guess there was a lighthearted moment, like one of the players, like he asked, like, what were some of the difficulties they had overcome? And one of the players said TSA, and it kind of got like some awkward laughter and kind of, you know, got him out of the moment. But, Peter, how do you continue to like listen to this guy? Like, wouldn't you as a player start to wonder, is this guy right in the head?
Well, it sounds like people felt that way. That's why so many people talked about it. And it's not being refuted by anyone.
Right, but that's also
clearly had a memory of it.
That's also the year that they, you know, when they, I believe that was the year they lost to Kansas City in that wild overtime game.
So that's another team. That's another really interesting part of the article that I read. And I didn't read all of it. It's three parts, very long. But another part that I read that was interesting, though, was his lack of ownership of that loss. The touchback on the ensuing kickoff right. after that late score. Mm-hmm. He supposedly, according to the article and according to those within the organization, he privately never took blame and also really never let go. He's regarded, according to the article, by many people within the organization as a finger pointer, right. someone who blames other people. It's bad. I've been wanting to hear this all day. Micah Parsons, me and Don's favorite broadcaster. He was on his podcast, The Edge, but he called out his fellow media members for criticism of Zach Wilson.
Y'all wanted to get rid of Zach Wilson. Y'all shamed him. He got blamed by the media. He got blamed by everyone. Coach said that was their best option at quarterback. And you thought anybody can just play quarterback in the NFL because y'all just think quarterback is just the easiest job, which is not. Zach Wilson's execution hasn't been great. But in reality, he's a good enough player to win games. Everyone cares about what your quarterback did and if he performed enough and good enough to win. And he's in New York. New York's huge in football. New York media. And you guys deliberately killed this man's confidence. Y'all single-handedly broke him down. If I'm Zach and you know this team may move on from me, you have this narrative that is painted against you and you have an opportunity to fix it. That's a beautiful thing about life. And if I were you, I don't care what no one says. I'm going to go out here and just play my brand of football. And that's the best thing you can do.
There's two parts that I want to address. The last part I couldn't agree with him more. Just go out and play.
Yep.
What athletes don't, I mean, I've run across this in my close to 40 years in this business. When I say business, I mean the industry.
Yeah, I love the industry.
You know, you broke the guy's confidence. It's not my concern.
Yeah,
if the Jets won a Super Bowl, am I getting a ring? Am I getting a share? See, I'm part of the organization. Don't they realize that? The media is not part of the organization. We're not your cheerleaders. We don't have to worry about how the effect it has on a guy.
And this narrative that, you guys are calling for his job, and look, we were saying that is there anybody else that's better? So let's see. We saw there wasn't, and they go back to Zach. Well, he's supposed to. We're supposed to just assume, and it turned out to be right, that the quarterbacks they have backing him up shouldn't be in the NFL. Like, is that a good thing?
And by the way, on this show, the reason they did it. Go ahead, Michael.
It wasn't about benching Zach. On this show, it's been about why was he the backup quarterback? That's the big thing that we talked about.
And I really hope that Coach didn't make that decision because the media pressure.
He should be out of a job.
But by the way, can I tell you what? Still thought Michael was great, though. He still brings it, I got to tell you. I disagreed, but he really brings it. That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. Go see Michelle Scalise. Grab a T-shirt and come get some during their wrap-up-the-year sales event. Happy Hanukkah to everyone out there.
Big day tomorrow, big holiday party. If you can make it out there, please come on out to your mother's house. See what Peter decides to wear. See what Don's been teasing all day. Mm-hmm.
You'll find out.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.